You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The mental health of Coloradans didn't get better, even as the COVID-19 pandemic let up. As CPR's John Daly explains, that's according to a new study from the Colorado Health Institute.
About a quarter of Coloradans in 2023 said they suffered poor mental health. That number rose 10 percentage points from before the pandemic. A rising figure, 17%, said they needed mental health care but did not get it. Younger adults reported the most serious mental health challenges. A lack of available appointments was deemed the largest barrier to getting mental health care. Nearly one in six children ages 5 to 17 reported poor mental health. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Making sure students have access to menstrual products in school is the goal of a new legislative proposal. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
Advocates say 80% of Colorado teens have missed class due to a lack of period products. A proposed bill would ensure that period products are accessible in 6th through 12th grade bathrooms. The bill also puts more money into an existing menstrual hygiene grant program that's awarded $200,000 to 70 districts for products and disposal receptacles. The bill is estimated to cost a small to mid-sized school about $1,000 per year for products. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are trying to prevent price gouging by landlords after a major natural disaster. A bill would make it illegal for nearby landlords to raise the listed rents for available homes after something like a major wildfire or flood. After Boulder County's Marshall Fire, the state investigated dozens of complaints of price gouging in the local rental market. The bill had its first hearing earlier this week. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org.